What's up, everybody, man? It's another episode of the D-Star Show, but we got a good one for you today. What's up, Nikiva?
What's up, y'all?
What's up, gang?
Hey, y'all, it's going down today. We got some great topics. I know y'all haven't heard from the whole crew in a long time, and the whole crew still won't be here today. Kevin's missing, so, but, hey, we're going to get together, guys.
We're still out of town again?
Yeah, hey, he's always traveling.
He's always gone.
He is Mr. Roadrunner, so y'all don't charge it to his heart, charge it to his mind. You know, he got stuff to do, but we are here.
All right, man, we're going to go ahead and, like, we start every show. We're going to start off with what's going on in social media.
So with social media, Kenyatta, y'all got Jamie Foxx. He moved on to Chicago Rehab. Let's hit that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Jamie Foxx, there were these rumors about his health condition. Quite frankly, I feel like you weren't really a Jamie Foxx fan if you didn't know how private he was about his personal life. If you ever listened to a Jamie Foxx interview, he does not ever go into detail about his past life or his personal life. Well, he goes into detail about his past life, like what he's been through as a kid, stuff like that. But he never goes into detail about like his kids, his family life, his home life, what he does in his personal time or anything like that. He just talks about what he got going on at the time. So I just felt like it wasn't any different for us to not know anything about his personal health situation.
Yes.
So there were rumors spewing around that he had a stroke or aneurysm. We're not sure if that is true, but we do know he did have a medical emergency. But his daughter did decide to jump on the internet and clear some things up because, yeah, everybody was talking bad about her dad and wishing death on him. Like he was like having a near-death experience. But he is in a rehab facility in Chicago currently recovering from whatever health emergency he did have. I will say, if he did have a stroke or aneurysm, rehab is not a outlandish thing. That happens. Like, yeah, how bad strokes and aneurysms can affect your health or like just your body in general, you have to go to rehab to regain strength.
It's definitely not taboo.
Yeah, it's not at all. So I want everybody to stop running around with those thoughts like, oh, she said he was out of the hospital. She didn't say that he was at home. He's at a rehab facility, supposedly, quote unquote. We still don't know. And at the end of the day, we're not entitled to that information. So we just gonna keep minding our business.
Yep.
We're gonna keep minding our business. And then also with our social media topics, Kenyatta, we want to touch bases on the Beyonce and Jay-Z. I don't know if we fact checked that, but there was something that was in the news. So let's touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, so there was this article that was being spread around that Jay-Z and Beyonce have purchased a home, the most expensive home, quote unquote, in
Chicago. I mean California, my bad.
California.
Hey, we lost our audio.
Oh, well, I'm going to pick up a Kenyatta left out just so we can keep it going. So there was where Beyonce and Jay-Z, quote unquote, had purchased the most expensive home in California for $200 million. Now, we know there could be and there may be houses, homes, and things that's on the market for more than $200 million. But this is what the media is telling us. We are never said to be publishing or saying was to be factual and 100% true. But hey, this is what the shade room is saying. This is what all the blogs are saying, that Chicago's, that was Jamie Foxx. But Beyonce, trying to keep on top of it, but Beyonce and Jay-Z, they have bought the most expensive house in California, which ranked at a whole $200 million, and that they had purchased it. When I looked at the home on the shade room, to me from the out, because they did not show the inside, they did not show the architect from the inside, but they did show the architect from outside. It was surrounded by big bodies of water, very much land, very much acres, a lot of drive up space. So we don't know how many acres and how much land that was supposed to be. But if this is something that Jay-Z and Beyonce did, this is nothing that is like taboo for them. Like, they're known for being the best of the best, giving the best of the best, and doing the best of the best. So if our good people, Jay-Z and Beyonce, say, hey, we're going to purchase the most expensive home, because we could be misquoting, you know, who knows? But $200 million is what they're giving on the Shade Room on our other blogs. And if it's more, we'll figure out. But right now, $200 million is what we got. If that's what they're giving, that's what Beyonce and Jay-Z are buying. And we know they have the money to do so. So they're a $200 million home bought with Jay-Z and Beyonce's money.
So what I did look up was, we know Beyonce and Jay-Z got it.
We know they got it.
We know they got it. But what I did look up is that was not the most expensive home in California. So we needed to clarify. Yeah, it was really up in the air on, like, was that the most expensive home on the market at the time in California?
Or purchase.
Because the most expensive home in California is actually $295 million. And it's owned by the Disney CEO. So we'll continue to, you know, do some digging on that. But I mean, hey, congratulations to them, because $200 million drop on a house is absolutely a blessing. Yeah, and we love Beyonce. So this is a Beyonce.
What you gonna do with a $200 million house though?
It's 300,000. But when you look at the home. So when I'm looking at the Shade Room, and I'm looking at these other blogs, I'm looking where they posted the actual home. To me, on the outside, the home does not look $200 million, but hey, I don't have a $200 million eye. You know what I mean? Like,
houses in Cali are going, like, a regular home on, like, a corner lot in a busy neighborhood in Cali.
Like $400,000.
It's going for, like, $400,000.
So can we really say, like, this is the most grand home? Or
no,
is this just,
but
like,
we'll probably say it's the most
expensive.
Yeah, we'll say it's the most expensive because the housing market in California is ass.
Period.
Like, it's absolutely terrible. And so I don't think that's a lot for that house, but I don't think it's worth probably that.
Well, looking at the architecture of the house does look like kind of familiar to me. I don't know where I may have seen the architectural done, or maybe that same type of like layout done, but it is surrounded by great bodies of water. It is surrounded by a lot of acres of land, and also a lot of driveway land, like lots and lots of driveway, lots and lots of acres, and lots of water. So that could have to do with the property value. We're not sure. And our social media experts, Kenyatta and Calvin, they're checking that. But right now, we're seeing that we're not sure, but that's what the people are saying, and we're going with what the people are saying. So, hey, it looks like Beyonce and Jay-Z have purchased the most expensive home. We'll see about that. So next show, we'll touch topics on that.
Yeah, we'll touch base on that. But hey, the way her concert tickets are selling, they can afford it.
Okay.
Okay. But what's
That's
next
crazy.
On the agenda, guys?
It looks like for social media, we're also going to talk about, we talked about Jamie Foxx, Beyonce, and then do we have our sports person online?
Oh no, he was unable to make it. So we're gonna go ahead and talk about what we
were. Well, we can still have our sports topic about
Lakers in six. That's all I got to say.
Oh my gosh, she's like such a sports fake junkie.
Lakers
whatever.
In six. Don't count my team out.
So, am I saying his name right? John Morant.
John Morant.
Okay, so Jordan, I hear you. Period.
Yeah, I was struggling, but I'm in here now.
Jordan is here, touching down. We're talking about sports and the social media outlets. So, we have John Morant and his guilty gun activity. So, what do you guys have to think about that?
Hey, I'm saying.
I'll let Jordan go first.
Go ahead, Jordan.
Hey, I think, man, really. He do need to be more responsible. Obviously, he didn't do nothing illegal. That's how major corporations, you can't be cutting up on their time and thinking that they're not going to say nothing.
Can't be cutting up on no people's time.
That's
yeah, you
all
can't.
Can y'all, what you got to say?
That's, I agree with Jordan on that topic. I feel like it's very immature, and it's very... what do you want to call it? Blanket minded to do that. I feel like I'm a big Nike fan, so just even the fact that he has a Nike partnership and a Nike deal, that just was not smart. They let you slide once and just, you know, sucked it up as he's young. Let's get him the help that he needs to understand that wasn't a smart decision, etc. And I also just feel like as a black man that's in the spotlight, that is just not smart. And people honestly have been on social media comparing him to other athletes holding guns. The only difference that I will say is that they were holding guns like at gun ranges or like in their home just holding it for a picture. That's not what he has been caught doing. He has been caught in public places waving guns around in the presence of other people, which can pose a threat. I just don't think it's smart. I feel like anytime it's kind of like men or niggas that get on Snapchat and they got to get on there rapping and holding their gun and toting it at the dang on phone. That's not classy. That's not cute. It don't really get you nowhere. It just gets you seen as what they think we are anyway. So it's just not a good look. But what I will chalk it up as, he is a very young athlete. All of that fame and all of that attention, they feel like they're untouchable and that they could do what they want. But I really do think that the internet has a hand in his downfall. Because if nobody was talking about it, like older athletes that did all this wild stuff, like Allen Iverson and all of those people, Paul Pierce, when they was doing wild stuff, it was in the tabloids for like maybe a week. And that was it. It was done over with. No more conversation.
Well, let me say this. Mm-hmm. You guys hear with me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So one thing that we talked about off air was like, okay, so I'm giving an analogy. If I work for a top 10 corporation and one of their bylaws in my contract was that like, hey, I cannot fraternize with any of my coworkers, meaning that I cannot sleep, have sex with, being an emotional or a physical relationship with these coworkers. No, it's not illegal. No, it's not per se not moral. But this is the layout that this company has given me. And if I'm going to sign with this company, if I'm going to be or work for this company, I have to go by their morals and their morale. So with that being said, just to compare that to such, if I cannot sleep with somebody that's on my team because that's a bad look for the company, I cannot also wave a gun because that's a bad look for the company. It's really about whatever and whoever you sign with. Now, I would stand the benefit of the doubt in my opinion that, you know, hey, he's young. He may have made a mistake in the past, but I think that he had got from the past and then how stuff had went. It's like, okay, even if you have these, if you're not the one recording yourself or there are people recording you, are these dogs folks? Because like they know all the backlash, all the money that it costs you, and all the.
But that's the thing, though. But I think that's the thing. His friend, as soon as the friend saw him pull that gun out, he tried to put the phone down. But we had already saw it was already recorded. So I think his friend didn't even know he was gonna do that because the gun wasn't out before that. He pulled it out once he noticed the dude was recording.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think his friends is also like, dude, what are you doing? You're like,
right. You're right.
You feel me?
You're
right. So, I think in this situation, even in the club, can't nobody control no grown man. So, yes, your friends should not be promoting you to do that, but I don't like the justification or the analogies that people are coming up with, like, oh, it's the people around him. The people around him could be telling him don't do that shit, and he just feels like he's above and bigger than them, and he gonna do what he wanna do.
I think that every workplace, every building has a code of conduct. Mm-hmm. And you know, you have to, it is what it is. Just like when you drive in a car, it's a code of conduct. You can't be swerving through traffic and driving on the other side of the street. It's a code of conduct everywhere. Mm-hmm. So if the NBA got a code of conduct, which Ja Morant probably signed, yo, be for real.
That's it. It's just ignorant. Flat out ignorant at that point. You just risking your job. You risking everything at that point.
Yep.
So I definitely agree with all parts of what's being said. I hope that he learns from this situation because I think Adam Silver, isn't that his name, the NBA commissioner?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went on one of the ESPN shows and said, like, you know, the first time they gave him the benefit of the doubt, he said he was actually quite shocked to see it a second time. He was like, no way. Like, to add sugar to the whole conversation, he said it in the most politically correct way, but I know his head is like, ain't no way in hell we just had this conversation with this boy and cut him some slack.
I just told
this man not to do this shit again. And then it's like, at what point, what do you do now? Do we keep slapping you on the wrist? Because you got to think about it, like the NBA
does
a lot of community service stuff too, and that's not a good look with all of these school shootings and like just shootings in general amongst the Black community and other communities that you're waving a gun around for no reason. You don't even need one. You go for security.
Yeah, no, that is ignorant.
Like, it's just ignorant. It's just ignorant. But moving on. Jordan, we had the topic of the day. What was the topic of the day?
Man, should your ex be able to come to barbecues and all this stuff? Because I'm looking at it like this, man. You don't divorce everybody in the family. Mm-hmm. You don't break up with everybody in the family. So mm-hmm. y'all still cool. Is it cool for you still to come to family events?
What's your thoughts, D?
See, hey, I look at it two types. Hey, it's one of these bias things again. because if it was wifey, hell no. Hey, your dude on, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Exactly.
But I'm just looking at it like this too, though. I'm like, shit, you know, I may just had a friend or something, you know what I'm saying? And we're just friends, you know what I'm saying? You're just female friend now. But
I understand that aspect. Because I am the ex that be at the barbecues and parties and shit, I can't relate. Because I wish a nigga would tell me I can't come somewhere. No, I'm kidding. But it's one of those things of like, if you don't want your family, because people establish genuine relationships with your significant other. So if you don't want them to have genuine relationship that surpasses your relationship with that person, then I would say don't bring them around your family, because that's not fair that your family established that connection with them, and then because y'all broke up, you could never see that person again. You can't invite them to important stuff or, you know, continue to have a relationship with them. It's very adolescent, to be honest. Because if you over that person, then you really just don't care. But if the breakup ended badly, I totally understand. But again, you kind of can't tell people how to react. But your family should ride or die with you if it was something bad. But if y'all just broke up because it just didn't work out, then I don't understand why they can't come. And if they can't come because you scared you in a new relationship and they gonna fuck it up because you're gonna see her and be like, yeah, I'm trying to spin the block, then that's your fault. She ain't coming to blow the spot up. You blowing your own spot up.
Shit, hey. What you think, Joe?
Hey, man, listen. I think that whole dynamic between you having like another person that you gonna deal with, like once you've moved on in the relationship and your people still want to talk to your people, that's on them on their time. Like, you feel me? Like, that's cool, but I think why is it really a big deal? You know what I'm saying? That's like, you know, we all three friends, right? You know what I'm saying? And then boom, can y'all have a falling out with you, D? And she don't fool with you no more. And then boom, nah. You know, she like, oh nah, don't mess with D no more. You feel me? That's kind of like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Well, come on.
Like, who you gonna pick and choose to come? Because at this point,
yeah, you feel me? Because what, like, if they cooler than your family member?
Exactly. But so what if they like asked you more than your family like you? You're gonna be left out of the family barbecue.
Wow.
And that's only coming from a perspective that, like, my dad and my mom were like that, because my dad and my grandmother had a genuine, like, father-mother relationship. So, like, even till now, like, my dad still comes to family stuff. So, I feel like if you're not a man that's securing yourself, you're going to be intimidated that my dad is at things.
But I'm saying now, in a different matter, y'all got, he got kids with that woman.
Yeah, if it's just a situation that y'all just broke up, then, I mean, still. If your significant other not securing themselves and they bothered by your ex being around, you got other issues to be worried about right now.
So are we talking about the topic on exes being around after a breakup?
Yep. What's your thoughts, Kiva?
Okay. I'm sorry, guys. You guys know my Wi-Fi is ass. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. So let me go ahead and go through this before my shit break up. Well, I've been the product of a relationship that has went sour and has still been invited to many things that have been outside the family, such as like kickbacks, holiday functions and things like that. And I think it's just, you need to ask the family, like ask that person, how do they feel about it? Like, yes, you're used to this person being there, but it doesn't make any sense if we come there and then me and that person are on like weird terms because we don't know how to feel about each other. because we're not on good, you know, terms, but the family wants us to be there. Yes, it's a great gesture for the kid. Yes, it's a great gesture for family. But just touch bases with both parties and see how they feel. I think it all just depends on where and how that family lands on what they do and how they do with each other, and making sure that everybody's comfortable. When I say everybody, I mean the man, the father, the boyfriend, whoever he is also. You know, making sure that we land correctly.
And the young lady that brought this question to me, she didn't have time to write an email in. And the situation Brian is, they was going to get married, and you know, both of them are in the wedding, but they're not together anymore. You know what I'm saying? And they still cool and stuff. So, you know, we talked about it a little while we was on break or whatever. And she's just like torn between of it. She like, hey, look, she's still cool with the with
its ex. Well, Calvin, I would say the same thing. Like when me and my baby father broke up, I was not like really beefing with his family. Me and his family wasn't like really disconnected, because we've always been, even when we were off and on, we were very family oriented. So meaning like we were having like family picnics together. My daughter was coming, I was helping set up things, because he didn't have a other woman also. So I think that's different when you have a other woman.
Hey, Nikita, you better get the lawsuit papers. You called me Calvin.
You did call me Calvin.
Oh, I always call D. Calvin, because Calvin is here papers. And I want to say his name. Yeah. I always call D. Calvin. You know what? I don't know if he's putting on his skirt right now or what, but it's kind of like giving that vibe, so whatever. Sorry, Calvin. I had to make joke. I had to come back with it. But what I was saying was, you know, it just really depends on the family dynamic, because although, like, me and my baby father wasn't never, like, really super close, we always was, like, super chill. So, like, if they had, like, a family picnic, like, I'm coming. Me and him don't necessarily interact a lot. But, like, I'm there, you know, with the nieces, the nephew, everybody. It's just like it's a sense of family, a sense of value. But I also think that they need to get the other person's perspective before inviting that person. Hey, maybe they want to know, like, if my little brother or my cousin or my uncle was bringing some, you know, excuse my language, or some hoes through, I might want to see what they about. But hey, if my baby mamas is there, or my baby, you know, my baby moms is there, it's kind of weird, because I don't want to disrespect her.
So she kick them out the wedding because they ain't together no more?
No.
They already had plans.
Yeah.
What if they try to kill them?
Like, what's the relation? Like,
yeah, the relation is that y'all have a kid together, but at some point you have to understand that either a woman or a man, all right, you know, I'm gonna start seeing this one, I'm gonna start scaling back, because the family doesn't understand that me and him are over. I'm dating other people, he's dating other people, and he may want to see other people just as well as I may want to see other people. So,
well,
yeah,
I was saying about the girl that asked the question about should she drop out the wedding. I was asking, what's the relation to her being in the wedding? Like, did they have a mutual?
I'm not dropping out of no wedding, because if I'm in a wedding, that means that person fuck with me. I'm not dropping out of nobody wedding, because I fuck with weddings. I feel like if you put me in your wedding, that means that you fuck with me on a sense that you want me to be in your wedding, because you not only feel like a sense of security, love, and purpose in me, but a sense of family. So unless there's a really
big
reason.
But who's the wedding for, D?
It's her sister. Right. I'm saying. So the boyfriend.
Her sister's
was,
wedding.
Yeah, the boyfriend is in the wedding.
Hell
so.
No! If it's him, he's not related to them. Then he gotta go. If it's uncomfortable.
I'm guessing he's related. Maybe it's like a cousin, auntie, or sister, or whatever.
Related.
But he.
They was dating.
No, they were dating. So they was in the wedding together as a couple.
Wait,
like,
what?
But hey, sometimes
I know this person because of me is what I'm thinking. Like, you know this
person because of me. It's her wait, Kiva. It's her sister's wedding, but when they were together, her sister's planning the wedding. They both supposed to be in it. He's supposed to be a groomsman and she's supposed to be a bridesmaid.
Right.
So now they're not together. So she's trying to figure out should she back out of her own sister's
wedding? You don't
goofy.
Absolutely not. First of all, if we can't coexist from my sister's wedding, then you don't need to be in it. Period.
Yeah.
I'm not the negotiable. You are.
But it shouldn't be an issue at all. I'm saying if both of them should be big for the date to make sure her sister's happy.
Yeah, it's not about them. It's not about y'all. So if y'all can't put y'all differences aside for the sake of her wedding, then dude don't need to be in it, because her sister shouldn't be the variable or the negotiable.
Dude say y'all bought his tux.
Tux. Well, y'all need to be cordial then.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Funny.
They need to be cordial. That's the only way around it, to be honest. Or he needs to return his tux. Because I'll be damned if I drop out my sister's wedding because my ex got an issue with me being in my sister's wedding. What?
Yeah, nah.
I really wanted her to put the letter together, man. Hey, she was talking to me so much and she kept going at me. I ain't gonna share her name, but she kept talking. I'm like, man, you just need to put this in email.
Email it. No, but if you listening, don't drop out your sister's wedding, girl. Make him return his tux if y'all can't be cordial, but it's not about y'all.
Yeah, nah, don't leave your sister wedding because the divide between you and your sister.
Yeah.
You fucking up the whole future family you could have had with your in-laws and everything.
I'm saying, like, oh no. I don't even know why that was ever even a question.
Yeah, but you know.
But it's about everybody being secure in the situation. It's not about us. This is my sister's wedding. If you can't be cordial, then you need to drop out the wedding because this is my family. Period.
100.
So, next topic. What were we talking about? In the music, Freddie Gibbs had we got to talk about it. Good old Freddie Gibbs from the G. Freddie Gibbs had a porn star girlfriend. I'm not gonna say her name because I just feel like it's not worth it, but he had a porn star girlfriend and she was a porn star when they got together. She went on a Twitter rant, exposing all of their text messages because she is currently pregnant. And he is not being an active father like he said he was going to be. So the nature of the text messages were, while they were dating, he kept telling her how much he loved her. They spent ample time together. And then he started talking about wanting to build a family with her and have a baby. And then lo and behold, she got pregnant and it was a total script flip.
Real talk though, not trying to down the fellas, dog, but y'all, half of the
gotta do better.
Gotta do better. But he don't even care, honestly. Like, he hasn't said a word about her. Like, even when he did an interview, he had, like, the utmost respect. He just was like, you know, it is what it is, basically. But the reality of it is that I don't understand why you hooping and hollering and crying when, I tell women this all the time, don't ever be the fourth or fifth baby mama. Because what happened to the first three? It's the common denominator is this man. You can't tell me you came across three trash bag women that you couldn't be with, but you impregnated them, and now you just the good guy, and you looking for your fourth runner. No, that ain't never the case. So if he wasn't doing and being for his other kids, and in one of the text messages he's talking about, well, I just don't think this is the right time in life to be doing that because it's already a struggle getting my other three. Huh? I'm sorry. To the clinic.
But once again, I blame the woman. You know what I'm saying? Y'all listen to that game. You listen to that game, and you're protecting yourself.
Yeah,
the game, it sounds so good. So, you just drop off. Boom.
Nothing about that sounds good. Nothing about being a fourth baby mama sounds great.
Yeah, no.
Whatsoever. I think that, you know what I'm saying? The second is pushing it. But I give you that, because you probably made a mistake the first time, and you're trying to get it right the second time. But if you the third, fourth, baby, listen. Sorry, your value.
Y'all heard it from Kiana.
Your value.
Hey, Joy, you didn't have to say it this time, my boy.
Yeah, but I'm just be for real, bro.
Be for real. So he's that's been currently trending. And then the other part, which is the double whammy to her being a porn star, she is still actively working while pregnant. So she recently had a feature on one of the Bang Bro episodes. Y'all ever watch Bang Bro? You know what I'm talking about. But so people are talking about her for still still participating in the career choice that she made while she's pregnant with someone else's child. Most people are saying, well, Freddie Gibbs knew what the fuck she was doing when he met her, so why would she stop? Me? I don't really know what to say about that. I don't know what the porn star bylaws are, or like when you stop doing that shit, or what won't you do? But it's just a little wild, and no judgment, because hey, get your money. But she should have never put that shit on the internet. For what? What did you want us to say? Exactly. Support men, you know, neglecting women, but like, what did you? It's Freddie Gibbs. He got beat up in public.
Yeah, that is tough. Academics was really on his heels, but
he was for days, days and nights about it. And you still chose to have a baby with this bald head peanut man. I don't understand. It just ain't giving what it's supposed to give.
Well, hey, y'all listened to another podcast today, right? And they was talking about the Chris Brown and the Usher situation.
Yeah.
And so, so I was listening, and when they got into it, they were like, and this question is for you, Jordan, because Kevin ain't on this. But how do you feel somebody hire a dude to say happy birthday to you?
Hey,
man, let me tell you something. We went out for my birthday earlier this year, and I did not want them folks to sing to me at all, but I did not want the folks to sing to me.
Because I was listening to that earlier, but I don't understand why men don't like people.
But I'm saying, no,
because
I'm
we saying, don't crave attention like shorties crave attention, bro. Like, I don't.
Okay.
But I get their point, though. I'm saying, all my homies sang it because we all in the group. That's fine. But they went out here and paid for this guy. For Chris Brown.
What?
Come on now.
Yeah, Usher. So Usher did that surprise party for Chris Brown. Remember we talked about that?
And even Mario out there singing happy
birthday. Mario came out and sang happy birthday. But my thing is, well, we got to look at it a little different, because if that's his homeboy, like his homeboys is singing happy birthday to him and they just so happen to be, you know what I'm saying, colleagues.
Hey, like, Joy.
They got the same profession.
Get me a card, my boy. Don't do all the singing, dog.
Yeah.
But I ain't finna sing to nobody on it. Even when I be at like office parties and shit, and they be like, okay, we gotta sing. I barely be singing, but I ain't gonna lie to you. It's just not a thing.
Men have, it's this list on Twitter, and it's like things that men can't do. And I swear it has like over, it just, people add to it every day, and it's like 150 things at this point. And it's really funny because men are really saying, like, yeah, we don't do that. And I just be like, do y'all live and breathe? Like, y'all can't do shit.
Nah, we can't.
That's
This is y'all internet for y'all. These standards set by shorties, like, oh yeah, if you order a margarita, you can use zesty.
Right.
That's zesty. Oh my god.
Hey,
not that
dude, imagine a dude at the bar sitting at a scroll with a beer.
Yeah,
what
Certain
things you can't do.
Yeah, that dude looks suspicious. Sounds suspicious too.
You breaking the man law. Like them easy y'all were eating last week, Joy.
Yeah, but it's a, shit, but you was not catching me eating no glizzy. Yeah, but them boys is really tearing them glizzies up, but it's crazy.
It was swallowing the bitch, wasn't it?
What? Real deal holy feel, like really getting busy, bro. Shit,
hey that was recorded after dark last week, right, man. These cats, man. We listen to the show, we ain't talk about you, okay? We just keep it real. But them boys came through and cleared up. I ain't had no leftovers, man. Long story short, after we recorded, after Dog played cards, what we had ended up at, Jordan?
Waffle House, boy. Straight to Waffle House.
When I said them cats ate the food, boy, look at here.
Ate what food?
And y'all boys, if y'all listening, y'all know who y'all are.
You know who you are, hey.
What? Boy,
but you did your thing, Jordan, you did your thing on the grill, though.
Oh, I appreciate you.
Hey, so you're grilling every time we get together?
Yep.
Come on, let's do it.
That's Jordan's role now.
Come on, let's do it.
Y'all want to hear some stuff on this list of men, things that men can't do?
Come on, what you got?
Wait in line for croissants.
What?
Damn, apparently y'all not allowed to do that, Zesty. You can't drink margaritas.
Yeah, I said that.
You can't drink a margarita?
Not in public.
Yeah, exactly. You better not get caught out.
It's known as a female drink.
You can't. Okay, wait. You can't want to be texted or called first.
Yeah, pretty much. We gotta demonstrate that we call first and text first all the time. A lot of the time.
You can't ride. You can't give other men rides to work.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that one today.
Now, come on, I don't know about that one.
I'm gonna leave that alone.
What's this other one? Not pay for all her friends. Now that's cap.
Oh yeah, nah, you tripped. But hey, you know what's crazy, bro? When you say that, me and Jada was out in Orlando the other day, And we was at the Bonefish Grill. She wanted to go to the Cheesecake Factory, but I wanted Bonefish Grill. So we went to Bonefish Grill. And
of course y'all did.
But it was, I overheard a couple.
He broke that shit down, didn't he?
He had to. But no, I wanted didn't. Bonefish Grill.
But I wanted Bonefish Grill. So, but it was a couple there, and then Shorty was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You going to pay for all 15 of my friends at STK. What?
Fuck.
I wouldn't even expect my, first of all, inflation. First of all, the cost of living is out the ass. And most of these men ain't making over $100,000 a year. So in what world? It's because of social media. Social media sees like all of these real extravagant birthday parties and birthday dinners set up for all of these celebrities and rapper baby mamas. And they feel like they have to
rapper baby like mamas.
Hey, but did that happen one time? I feel like we talked about that last year. A lady did that in the restaurant.
That's ridiculous. Oh, yeah, she was mad that her boyfriend didn't pay for her friends.
Oh, yeah, Kevin, what the hell up?
When you go out, like, when you go out with your friends, you know what caliber your friends are. So, if your friends is expecting for your dude to pay, that is outrageous. Unless y'all have already done that before, and, like, that's just what y'all men do for y'all when y'all plan birthday dinners. But I just think that's just not appropriate, and that's not fair, for one. For two, my man ain't paying for all of y'all. We got shit to do after dinner. Like, go buy me something nice. We ain't gonna spend all this bread on y'all. It's my birthday. That's ass backwards. And so I think somebody else said, like, if you invite me to your birthday dinner and I gotta pay, I'm not coming. If you gotta pay to come celebrate my birthday, to celebrate me, you can at least pay for yourself. I ain't asked for a gift.
Hey, you know what's crazy, bro? On my birthday, when I took people out, I did pay. Just because I'm like, I asked y'all to be here, and I know y'all probably broke, so.
Yeah, I don't invite broke people out.
But my
thing is, we all got money.
I feel that, but my thing is, though, if you see the ticket is at 200, even though you told me, D, I got it. Well, if I see the ticket 200, yeah, my dog said you got it, but shit, let me give him some on it. Even though you
said
you got
it. That's a courtesy. Again, people don't know etiquette when they go out to eat, either. If you plan on somebody else paying for you, don't get the most expensive steak on the menu.
Yeah, by the that's same true. Shit, by the same shit you would have got.
That you would have got with your own money. So if all you was going to get was some buffalo wings, then get some buffalo wings. And don't add the fries, because you was not going to get the fries to add on to that.
She said, don't add the fries.
I'd be tired of putting out their means on other people's dimes. Don't do that. Like, even I practice that etiquette even when I go on a first date, because you just never know. So it's like,
get up and leave, or his card declined. Now you don't order all that shit.
I'm saying, because I didn't order all it. Like, I know some women that get anything they want on the first date. Like, they'll order everything off the menu that they want. And sure enough, the guy can pay for it. But I just feel like that's not a good look. Because my thing is that you just establishing that this is what you expect moving forward every time. You're not being reasonable, especially when you dating these, like, you're dating average men. You're not dating, like, multi-millionaire men. Like, come on.
You know the most fucked up part on that, Keanu?
What?
Yeah, the nigga don't get none.
Don't get none.
Boy, look at it. I'm like, boy, you don't spend 200.
Now, if you tell me I can get whatever I want, most men give the idea or the gesture before you even get to ordering. Like, you can get whatever you want. Okay, cool bet. I'm probably finna order the steak that I normally would get, because I'm not finna get nothing I wouldn't normally get myself. I'm about to get the steak I like and the side that I like. But if it's like, if he asks me, like, what am I getting, 9 times out of 10, I feel like that's me and calculating stuff in their head. So now they not finna get what they usually get because they need to keep the bill at a certain amount. And that's just being courteous, I feel like.
Why you going out broke? I ain't even asked you to go out to dinner. No,
I don't think they be going out broke, but it's okay for people to have budgets. Like, if you're going to Ruth Chris is not super expensive. It's not a super expensive steakhouse. It's steakhouse. It's a way more expensive steakhouse than Ruth Chris. But you're still going to spend at least $200 if y'all both getting steaks. So if you plan to get that, but say she ordered like 3 drinks, because they drinks not big. They drinks is pretty small. So, I mean, to get a buzz, you really do got to get like 2 or 3. But say she got 3 drinks, and that shot your budget over the, like, a $50, $60 more than what you was expecting to spend. You probably not finna get that steak. You probably just gonna get the lamb chop or something. You probably gonna just die down a little bit. But that's okay.
If you got budget, don't come chill with us, because shit. We was out in California, Chicago, and here in Cincinnati, man. We didn't care about no budget. We just did what we had to do.
Listen, that's why I'm gonna start going out with y'all. Because I heard y'all had a time. I was so sad I couldn't go.
Yeah, that's time. Hey, Joe, we should have made us a video.
Y'all really should have made a TikTok.
Yeah, we should have.
But Jordan's not. Jordan ain't recording nothing.
But nah, we had runaway
doing
food.
No TikTok.
we had runaway food.
Y'all had runaway food.
Yeah, the fastest Joe got off the grill, it was gone.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. That bit didn't last y'all no time.
Tell me it didn't last no time.
Nah, well, for real, bro. As soon as niggas found out that the food was right there, it was like, oh shit.
Hey, y'all see what it's talking about.
Yeah, when I was in Cincinnati.
They like, that fuck out the door.
That is insane. But I'm glad you guys had a great day. That's really good. We got more to come, though. The gang is going to be linking up, guys, and we're going to start recording live together so that you guys can see the faces behind the voices. So we're getting some great things in line for our listeners, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Yep. Cincinnati, I guess we agreed on in July, we're going to be feeding the homeless or some kind of bags. So we're going to be giving back to the community. So if you're listening in Cincinnati, we're going to give dates soon, but we're going to be kicking the homeless thing off here in Cincinnati.
Absolutely. Got to get back to the community. I'm really excited for that project. And what else did we... Did we have anything else on the agenda, guys?
We had news, but I think the hurricane knocked the Kiva Sentinel out.
That bitch said the hurricane. Where's she at?
Come on, where is she at? Look, she gonna get on y'all head when she hear the show.
For real. You
know, y'all playing with her like that.
Hmm.
But I think that personally, everything that's going on in the world right now, I feel like, I don't know. Do y'all feel like the world getting any better? I don't think it's getting no better. I think
now it's coming to the end, bro. I'm telling you.
Thanks, Jordan. We had hope a little bit.
Y'all live y'all lives how y'all want.
He saw the best.
Did y'all see this post that said "Is Take Me to the King a suicide song?"
What?
When I tell you I felt like I was high reading this, I'm like, there is no way that I never thought about it that way. And it was like, think about it. Take Me to the King.
I want to see the king, but not right now.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yeah, bro, we just be singing shit. Cause like, I don't think that Tamela Mann thought that's what she was saying when she sang that song. But if you break it down, you talking about Take Me to the King sound like you trying to escalate your way out of here.
She going for
it. No, you got to reevaluate these lyrics because I ain't trying to go no time soon. Not trying to meet the king no time soon.
Yeah, that's funny you broke that song down like though.
That is crazy, bro.
That is nuts, ain't it? It was like this song about suicide. I'm like, no, y'all did not a gospel song. And then when I saw the comments, I was like, yeah, y'all be smoking a little too much for me. Cause that was nothing but some high thoughts right there. Cause I was like, yeah, y'all got a good point. Y'all got a good point. But
nah, that is crazy.
Other than that, I think this is a great show, guys. I want to send us out.
One more thing, man. Hey, it's a Leo thing going down in August. Woo! Hey, y'all, we're gonna be down in Orlando with our families, having a good time.
Yes.
If you got the bread, come to Universal Studios. there will be. But it's Leo, baby.
We got three Leos on the show. It's me, Kiva, and D. And it's about to be a situation all August. I'm excited. All August. And we're going to be in Orlando with our, like Dee said, with our families at the beginning of August. And then I'm sure that we're going to do something again in August.
Yeah. Hey, they come to Cincy in the backyard, big cookout.
Yeah, we got to go to Cincy. So we're going to be all over the map, y'all. Catch us if you can.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, you have anything you want to add?
Nah, man. I think this was a great show. And, man, Liz, check us out. We finna start going on tour, baby. We might be in your city next.
We on tour? Yeah. We got the outside boys.
All right, guys. We out.
We out.